We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Kendrick Perkins is a Radio.com Sports NBA insider. Insider calls always brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. He joins us now. Perk, what's going on, man?
Jason, John, what's happening? How y'all doing, man?
Man, everything is good.
Good.
Happy to see that your 25-year relationship with the Dallas Cowboys will be continuing.
Yes, because I'm telling you, we'd have lost last night, man. It would have been over with.
What does that look like, though? Like, what does over with mean? Does that mean, like, you, like, burn all your Cowboy stuff? Does it mean you just tune out? Like, what does that look like?
Well, I just quit getting my hopes up, and I just watch football in general, and I just don't have a team at all. Because, I'm tired of stressing out behind my Cowboys. They already ruined my birthday, so I'm just tired of stressing out behind them.
All right. Well, they definitely did get the win over the woeful Detroit Lions. So that was good to see. Okay, are we crowning Ja Morant too early, or has he already shown that he's a superstar in this league?
No, he's a superstar. I knew this coming in. I actually was on the jump during the draft, before the draft, and I was on the jump with Rachel Nicholson, and I actually said that I wouldn't be surprised, or if I was a GM, I would have, like, it wouldn't have shocked me for somebody to take Ja Morant, you know, number one, just for the simple fact that, you know, you don't find it's when you have a chance to draft a point guard to this caliber, you can't lose, because in today's game, point guards are the most, in my opinion, are the most, we could say, the dominant position. And when you get a chance to get your hands on a guy like this, you can't pass on him. Like, this guy is a combination of Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, and Rajon Rondo all in one. He has the athleticism of athleticism of Russell Westbrook. He has the handles of Kyrie Irving. And he has the passing and ball IQ and basketball IQ of Rajon Rondo. And you can't never get a guy like this comes around once in a lifetime, in my opinion. And when you have a chance to get him, you got to get him.
What part of his game has stood out to you the most, Kendrick?
Well, I always knew he could pass, and I knew he was athletic. I just didn't know that he had that ball on the string the way he do. The way he handles the ball is so impressive to me. I didn't know he had that much jelly and salsa into his game like that. I knew he could pass, and I knew he was athletic. But he's an underrated shooter. Like, he can really score the ball, but he can shoot the three. Like, he's not just, you know, his jump shot is not just off. And I think in those areas, I watched him a lot in college, but to see it now, the flashiness, the sauce, I mean, this kid is special.
Yeah. Do you get the sense, sort of listening to him, Kendrick, that he's the kind of guy, and who knows, like in this NBA with sort of the way free agency works, like I know it's hard to necessarily say, but does he sound like the kind of guy who you could see playing in Memphis for certainly the majority of his career? Because it does to me. He sounds like a guy that appreciates sort of the love of a big / small town like Memphis.
Man, I think he can, man. I think he could take it to another level. Listen, nobody knew. I expected Memphis to be good in the future, but you know, besides the game last night, they've been in the thick of things every time. You know, every time they get on the court, like they're not just a cakewalk. Like you have to really strap your shoes up when playing against these guys. And you look at the play of, you know, Morant, Brooks, Jaren Jackson. And even Giannis, they all been playing extremely well. Then you had Solomon Hill's even been playing well, playing better than what he did with the Pelicans. And even you have a veteran like Jay Crowder. These guys be in the thick of things, despite last night. I mean, you have those type of games, you know, where a team may jump out on you early and you spend so much energy trying to get back into the game. And then you look at this Denver team, they were desperate for a big win. And, you know, Murray just had a hot night, which he's been off majority of the season. So you have those nights. But, you know, to me, Memphis is moving in the right direction, and the sky's the limit for this young ball club.
What do you think on the other side of that team? They beat the Utah Jazz the other night in what felt like a Mike Conley, sort of Mike Conley night, right? He returns home. So what do you think about the Jazz with Mike? A lot of people thought that'd be the last piece. Are you convinced that they're elite? Are the Jazz elite in the West?
They are. I actually have them as my dark horse team to win a championship. We don't talk about them. Obviously, you know, I got the Lakers picked to actually win it all.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had a team, if a team was to win it, like the Utah Jazz, it wouldn't surprise me because they're deep. You know, they're deep at every position. If you just look at their ball club from, you know, Mike Conley to the defensive player Rudy Gobert, and one player who's, I think, been the most consistent on their team throughout the season and will get an all-star vote for me is Bogdanovic. They've been going through him a lot. You know, he's shooting 46% from the field, and I think 43% from three. And if you look down the stretch, he makes all the big plays. The wild card, and then you look, you got Moody coming off the bench. You got Jeff Green coming in off the bench. I like the young big fella that they have backing up Gobert. He's solid. And then, but the wild card is Donovan Mitchell. His efficiency has to get better. You know, like, I don't need any more of those 6-for-19 nights out of him. Like, he has to be more efficient. You know, one night he could have a great night and 35 points, and then the next night he have 21 points on 21 shots. Like, no, we need efficiency from him, but the Utah Jazz are not lacking at any position right now. And I'm leaving out Joe Ingles, by the way. They have Joe Ingles coming off the bench, so they're not lacking at any position right now.
Big Perk, I like the way you say Gobert. Like, you don't even play with that French pronunciation. You just go straight in on Gobert.
Yeah. You know, man, I don't have time for all that.
I like it.
I'm reading how his name spelled on his dirt.
Love it.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins here on the show. Now, Perk, I gotta take up something with you here, my man. I gotta take this tweet up with you. You tweeted a few days ago, Luka Doncic is a baby LeBron minus the size and athleticism. So what's left?
Well, see, what I was trying to say is that, and sometimes tweets get taken out of context, and when I say size and athleticism, like, what I mean by size, he's not the type where you look at his body structure. He's still a big dude. Like, he's 6'7".
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at his structure, he's not chiseled like LeBron. And I should have said that, but he don't have the athleticism that LeBron James have. But LeBron James, even without his athleticism, he still could be a pretty good player. Like, what I mean by that is, if you look at when LeBron attacks the basket, and he gets you on his hip, you're pretty much dead. And that's the same with Luka Doncic. If you look at the way Bron passes the ball, his IQ on the court, and look at Luka Doncic, it's the same way. And they have a lot of similarities. You know, they're both, you know, strong guys, not scared to get physical in the paint. Obviously, Luka shoots the tray ball a little better than LeBron do, but if you just look at it for how they produce number-wise, that game is similar to me. I was just trying to figure out who can I compare him to, and it's just LeBron. I mean, minus all the hops, he have the same type of game as LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Mid-range, you know, step-backs, post-ups, you know, it's the same as LeBron.
Who's going to hit the big shots for Philly down the stretch if they're going to be one of the top, you know, 1-2 seeds in the East? Like, I think, like many of us thought they might be, maybe not you. But I'm concerned about who's going to hit those shots with Jimmy Butler gone.
No, I'm still concerned. I thought they got worse over the offseason, in my opinion. I didn't think they get better. With the losses of Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick, I'm not sold on Philly. I'm not sold on them at all. And they have a lot of question marks. I question Tobias Harris because you don't know what you're going to get out of him. You know, he's I don't know if he's a guy that in the playoffs could go get you 35 points. And then, you know, even though Joel Embiid is in, you know, he lost weight, but he still, it's times in the fourth quarter that he still looks tired. Like, he still looks exhausted. Like, you know what I mean? And then you add Al Horford, but, you know, we don't know what we're going to get out of Big Al. You know, he's consistent. Well, what he do, what he bring to the table, but I can't put these guys on that superstar status, and I show him that he don't trust Ben Simmons to give me the last second shot.
Right.
He still haven't shot it. I don't think he shot a 3-point again this season, huh?
Yeah, I don't think so.
If he shot any, it's just one. To your point, the fit looks better in Boston. With how they're playing. Like, Kemba looks like he's stirring, you know, can still score, do all that, but, like, he stirs that drink better. They had won 10 in a row. I know you're all over it. Before they lost that game to Sacramento, they look like one of the elite in the East. You think they keep that up?
I think they keep it up, man. They play with great passion.
Yeah.
I watched that game last night against Sacramento, and with the heroics of Buddy Hield, Sacramento pulled that off because Buddy Hield was hitting some tough shots. And then, you know, Marcus Smart almost made that layup. But I just think that Boston is one big guy away from coming out of the East, in my opinion. They have to have a big that's going to be a rim protector. And I just think they're one big away. And in my opinion, I still, right now, if I had to rank the East, in the order, my top three teams right now are Toronto, Milwaukee, and Boston.
Okay.
That's my top three teams. People sleep on Toronto, but Toronto got a deep ball club, man. They are deep and still talented.
Carmelo Anthony, Perk, is now a Portland Trailblazer, at least on a non-guaranteed deal. How do you see that one ending there? Do you think this is going to be some glorious return to the NBA for Carmelo Anthony, or do you think he ends up never getting a real shot there?
Well, I think he gets a shot. Portland is, like, listen, Portland need him, needs Portland. Mm-hmm. So I think he gets a real shot. I think this is a golden opportunity for Carmelo. I think Terry Stotts is a great coach for him. One thing about Terry Stotts is that he's great at putting guys in position to be successful. And I think that's what Carmelo needs. If you look at their ball club, They lost a lot with Harkless, Aminu, Seth Curry, and even with the injury of Zach Collins. And we don't know when Big Nurkic is going to get back. And when he do come back, it's going to take the big fella probably a month to get back into rap form. So, you know, right now they need Melo. So this is a golden opportunity for Melo to come in and just hoop. And I think, you know, this could be another Dwight Howard situation with the Lakers if it goes well. And I think it will, because I think, you know, when you set out for when you wasn't getting calls for the last year and a half, 2 years like Melo didn't, it's kind of humbling. And so I think he got it on his mind to come prove to the world that, hey, I could fit in, and I'm still, listen, this guy still is a walking bucket, and he's still going to be a Hall of Famer. So we're not like, let's not act like, you know, Melo is just some type of scrub off the streets. But I think this is a great fit for both. I think both sides needed this.
No doubt. And then, Perk, I got to ask you, man. I know you're obviously you're locked into the NBA, but have you seen the young man James Wiseman from Memphis? Have you caught any of him yet?
Yeah, I have. I watched him. And I've been trying to put my finger on him, but, you know, he kind of reminds me. It seemed like to me he reminds me of Kevin Garnett, just without the tenacity a little bit. Like, when KG was in school and KG was young, all KG used to do was dunk on people and stuff like that. KG developed his game. He got better every year where he could handle the ball and had turnarounds over both shoulders and mastered the mid-range. But I see a lot of KG in this guy right now as a youngster, minus the tenacity, though. Well, he got the fire in him, but he just don't have that, you know, that yelling in your face, that talking noise
right.
yet. But, you know, but the sky's the limit for him.
Yeah, that's certainly the hope here in Memphis. Hey, Perk, this is always fun, man. Appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate y'all having me on, man. Thank y'all anytime.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure.
He is Kendrick Perk, Andrea.com Sports NBA Insider. Insider calls always brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. Make sure you check out Kendrick on Scal and Pals. It's a new podcast out on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. It's a terrific listen for all NBA fans. It's great. Perkins, Kendrick Perkins is on it, all right? What else you need?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.